without faith. So it is faith that pleases God. It is faith that gets his attention. And we're going to see that today. That faith is what gets God's attention. God is not moved by how critical or serious your situation is. God is moved by your faith. Because see, you can be in a critical situation, but if there's no faith there, God is not moved by that.
Amen.
You move by that. You say, oh Lord, help me.
Amen.
Do something for me.
Amen.
But when you're in your critical situation, you say, God, I think you never leave me. I thank you that you're right here. I thank you make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
Now he starts to move because he sees that faith there.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank
so I want you to turn to Mark, the 5th chapter. We're going to look at verse 21. Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 21. I want you to notice this. God will meet you at your level of faith. So verse 21 says, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship, unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. So I want you to notice, there was a crowd of people around Jesus.
Amen.
A whole bunch of people around him. Verse 22, notice this. It says, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. So I want you to notice this now. This is one of the rulers of the synagogue. And I want you to notice how he approached Jesus.
Amen.
When he came to him, he fell at his feet. And one of the other gospels say, he worshiped him.
Amen.
I want you to notice this. Before he even asked anything, he began to worship him. And we should adopt that principle in our prayer life that before we go telling God what we want him to do, we just begin to worship him. Creating that atmosphere for you to enter into his presence. Let him know that you are thankful and grateful for what he has already done. You know how you feel when somebody comes up there and tell you how they appreciate what you've done? Instead of every time they come, they're just asking you for something.
Amen.
So he fell down. And over in Matthew said, a certain ruler. So you know, you got to be a certain person. You got to be that certain one. You know, the Bible says we are peculiar. So we got to be peculiar. We got to be different.
Yes, yes.
So he came up to Jesus, and he fell at his feet and began to worship him. Verse 23, and he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. I want you to notice what he said. Notice what he said. Notice he did not say, Jesus, do something. Notice that Jesus, I need your help. He was a certain man, and he was very specific when he asked Jesus. So oftentimes we go with Jesus, we just say, we just cast the net. We say, Jesus, help me. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need to grow up and know that I can ask for specific things and get them from him. Don't you notice how Jesus responded? In this particular, I like what it says in Matthew. Matthew said, you notice that's here in Mark, it says, that she may live, that she may be healed. Matthew didn't say that she may be healed. He said, she shall live. She shall live. He said, Jesus, come, lay hands on her, and she shall live. Glory to God. In other words, he said, she is at the point of death. She's about to die. But if you come, notice where his faith is at. If you come and lay hands on her, she shall be healed. It wasn't that she might feel better. She might make it. He said, she shall be healed.
Amen.
Now, you know this is a rule of the synagogue. You know he had the resources, that he had tried to do everything that he could within his power to get his daughter well, but she wasn't.
Amen.
So he went to Jesus, and he asked him. And Jesus went with him. Jesus didn't argue. He didn't fuss. He didn't ask any more questions. He went with him. And Jesus went with him. And notice this. And much people followed him and thronged him. Now, you know the situation. There's a whole bunch of crowd around them. So Jesus is going with him. And he's fighting his way through the crowd. I don't know if many of you have seen The Chosen, but the scene in The Chosen, you see all the people around them and the disciples trying to move them out of the way and everybody just bumping and rubbing against them. So you know that. So you got a whole crowd. And they're trying to make way so that he can come through them. So they're all around him. All right? And it says, notice this. They followed him and thrown him and a certain woman. Notice this. This is not just any woman. This is a certain woman. A certain woman which had an issue of blood. How long?
12 years.
12 years. She had suffered with this issue of blood. And had suffered many things of many physicians. And had spent all she had and was none better, but rather grew worse. So notice the situation. She had been through this for a long time, 12 years. She's took all her money, everything that she could. She'd taken every prescription that the doctors had given her. Instead of getting better, she was getting worse.
Yes.
Don't you notice? She was getting worse. But watch this. When she had heard, when she had heard of Jesus, wait a minute. Is this why she's a certain woman? Because she heard of Jesus. What have you heard? What have you heard? She heard of Jesus, came in the press, and touched his garment. I want you to realize this. She heard of Jesus. That's why it's so important what you're listening to.
Yes.
Just because the song makes you feel good, is it feeding your spirit?
Amen.
She heard of Jesus. Yes. And I wonder, this is a song by Ann Wilson. I wonder if she heard this. This is one of the choruses in it. It said, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Glory to God. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is he knows that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
I wonder if she heard that.
All right.
She heard about Jesus.
Yes.
So she heard about Jesus and came in the press behind and touched his garment. I want you to notice this. Something she heard about Jesus had made a change. Now notice that she had done all she could do. 12 years she had suffered this, but she heard about Jesus.
Yes.
Now I want you to notice now, Jesus was on his way to work. And the traffic was very heavy. Here's Jesus. He's going to work and the traffic is heavy. Then all of a sudden, he feels something. Let's keep reading. For she said, that's why it's so important about what you're saying. Death and life, I need a power of the tongue. But she said, I'll never get better. But she said, I'll be like this the rest of my life. She said, this being in my family, so it'll be in me. No. What did she say? She says, if I may touch but his clothes. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jesus is going to work, and he got an assignment to lay hands on someone. But notice what she said. She said, if I can touch, just touch his clothes. Not him, his clothes.
Yes. Yes.
If I can just touch his clothes. Yes. That's what she said now.
Yes.
All right.
If I could be touch his clothes, I shall. Not I might. I shall behold. But wait a minute. She suffered with this for 12 years. And now she's saying that she get to Jesus, she's going to be whole. She's going to be healed. 12 years she suffered this, and this is what she's saying? Oh, I wonder what she heard.
All right.
I wonder if she heard about Lazarus. I wonder if she heard about the blind man.
Yes.
I wonder what she heard about Jesus. So that she said, if I could just touch his clothes, not lay hands, but if I could just touch his clothes,
right.
He will meet you at your level of faith.
Right.
So
I say, if I could but touch his clothes. Now I want you to realize how important this is. Do you realize the condition that she was in? She could have been stoned if she would have been caught or identified as one that was unclean. And anyone, watch this now, anyone that touched her would have been declared unclean. But she heard about Jesus. She was determined to get to Jesus. How determined are you to get to him? So if he calls you at 3 o'clock, you say, well, God, I'll see you tomorrow. He calling you at 3 o'clock, you're going to say, God, tomorrow, God. For right now, I got to get my rest. Do you realize they that be of faith do enter into rest? Otherwise, you wrestle. You just wrestle. You don't get any rest. You just wrestle. I got on a little Fitbit. You know, every morning I get up, it tells me, you know, it gives me my score. All right? Sometimes I get up, I slept a number of hours, but my rest, I didn't get much rest. But then I can sleep a few hours, but I got good rest. Glory to God. They that be of faith do enter into rest. So you're concerned about the length of time, but God is concerned about the quality. Glory to God. So she said, if I may touch his clothes, I will be whole. It says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt within her that she was healed. Glory to God. Immediately. Then it says, Jesus, notice this. And Jesus, immediately anointing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Oh, wait a minute. There's a crowd of people around him. In fact, notice this. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? In other words, the disciples say, Jesus, everybody's got their hands on you, and you asking who touched you? Like he's saying, really, Jesus? Come on, Jesus. But notice this. Jesus said, no. There was something different about this touch. I don't care how many others may have tried it. Remember, many people had their hands on him, but this was a different touch. Why? Because this was a touch of faith.
Yes.
This was a touch of faith. See, it doesn't matter how many have tried this or done that. It's those that be of faith. Glory to God. Jesus on his way to work, and all of a sudden, he comes to a standstill. He stops. and say, who touched me? Glory to God. I know somebody touched me because virtue power has come from me. And it was her faith that activated it. Her faith activated the virtue power in him. And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. Glory to God. And trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. All right, notice this. She began to pour out, began to say it. And notice what Jesus said. And he said unto her, daughter, notice this, thy faith. Notice this, thy faith. Thy level of faith. Your point of faith. Have made thee whole.
Amen.
Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Yes. Thank you.
It was her faith that released his virtue power to make her whole.
Amen.
12 years.
Amen.
What she had done.
Yes.
All of the prescriptions she had been given. But all it took was one touch.
Thank you, God.
He didn't lay hands on her. Notice this. One of the other gospels say she touched a hem. There's enough power in a hem of Jesus' garment to wipe out 12 years of suffering.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Because that's what she said.
Yes.
That's what she said. And I want you to notice this. She didn't just say that, but she acted on that.
Amen.
And she came into resistance because the crowd of the people. But she was determined. You got to have a determination, God.
Yes.
I'm going to get what you promised me.
Yes.
One of my pastors in Gainesville, one of the things that he said, he told this story about being determined, have that dog, bulldog tenacity with what God has promised you. He said if he needed $1 million and a dog walking a truck, walking a church with saddlebags on his side, a big Doberman and he's foaming at the mouth, he said, and God says, your money's in those bags. He said, if God told him that, he said, that dog got a problem. He said, that dog's got a problem. Because I'm going to get what God has promised me. That's the way we need to be. When we know what God's promised us, devil, you got a problem now.
All right.
What did David say? You come at me. You come at me with your sword and spear. Whoa, I come at you in the name of the God of the army of Israel. So that's what you got to know. You got to have that determination. I want you to notice this. And when he had spake this, notice this now. That was the level that she was at. That if I could just reach and touch, I will be whole. Glory to God. And virtue power. Stop Jesus. You know how you are when you're going to work. You don't want nobody to stop you or get in your way to cause you to be late. But it stopped Jesus. Your faith can stop Jesus. Glory to God. So it says, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue his house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubles the master any further? Talking about bad news. If I was just got to him yesterday. And this woman, she saw where I was standing in line and got right in front of me. And know I'm in a hurry. Knowing I'm on my way to work. And he got right in front of me. Thy daughter is dead. Don't bother the master anymore. So what do you do now? Let's keep reading. Watch this. Watch what Jesus said. It says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Now wait a minute. Jesus heard the same news that the daughter was dead. And notice what he said. He addressed what would try to grab hold of you in your time of crisis. He said, be not afraid because fear will try to grab hold of you. You worried now. Because see, if you get into fear, you're not in the faith. Because you begin to waver. So that's why you need that first response. All right? What's your first response? That's a good message. Your first response. We're going to do a message on that. Your first response. What's your first response? When you get that news, your daughter's dead. Don't bother the master anymore. Jesus turned around and said, don't be afraid. Only believe. In other words, have faith. He in essence says, don't be afraid. Have faith. Because when you get into fear, faith won't work. Your faith won't work. So he told him, don't be afraid. Only believe. And when he had suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John and the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when Jesus was come in, he said unto them, why make this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Remember? Same thing he told about Lazarus. He said, Lazarus is sleeping. Well, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. Lazarus is dead. So she's dead. But no, as far as Jesus is concerned, she's just asleep.
Glory to God.
And they laugh him to scorn. And when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and enter in where the damsel was lying. He's coming into the point. Notice, he hasn't changed what he started out to do. All the circumstances and all the news that came, he has not changed. What does Hebrews 13 say? Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He came in there. And he took the damsel by the hand. What he asked for, lay hands on her. And he said unto her, Talitha kumah, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And he commanded that something be given to her to eat. So he got that's the synagogue ruler. He got what he asked for. I want you to notice, but there was different levels of faith. One of them was believing that he'd come and lay hands, his daughter would be healed. He got that. The woman with the issue of blood believed that she but touched the hem of his garment, she'd be whole. So she got that. So God will meet you wherever your level of faith is. So that's why if you see someone is believing for great things, don't lose heart. Just hook up wherever you're at. Wherever you're at, just hook up with it. Glory to God. Connect with it. Glory to God. I want you to look at another one. One more I want us to look at. Turn over to Matthew 8. We talk about God will meet you at whatever your level of faith is. Now, we're talking about physical healing to bodies. But healing, remember, we talked about the three-part beings. There's also spiritual healing. There's also healing in your soul as well. So we're talking about this. Let's look at this in Matthew 8, verse 5. We'll wrap up with this. Matthew 8, verse 5. God will meet you at your level of faith. Look at this, Matthew 8, verse 5. It says, and Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now I want you to notice, this is a centurion. This is a Roman soldier. This is someone that is not part of the chosen family. But watch this, he's coming to Jesus. This is almost like coming to a banquet that you're not invited to, and you got a plate going to the table. This is what he was doing. He was coming to Jesus. Notice this. But Jesus said, go away. You're not part of the family. You're not one of the chosen one. Let's see what he said. Let's look at it. He's beseeching him. He's worshiping him. and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal. Notice what Jesus said. He wrote the prescription. I will come and heal. That's what Jesus said. The centurion answered. Notice this. This is a Roman soldier. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy. Notice this. Notice that this is someone coming to Jesus saying they're not worthy. Notice the thought of this individual who says he's not worthy. I am not worthy that thou should have come under my roof. But speak the word only. Wait a minute. I am not. Jesus said he's going to come to your house. And he said, I am not worthy for you to come to my house. But speak the word only. Glory to God. But speak the word only. And my servant shall, not might feel better, shall be healed. Now wait a minute. This is a Roman soldier. He's not an Israelite. He's not part of the covenant. But he's demonstrating faith. Because faith is what moves God. For I am a man, and he began to explain. He understands authority. He says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers unto me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And I say to another, come, and he cometh. And he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that follow him, verily I say unto thee, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. He said, I haven't seen faith like this in Israel, in the chosen generation. I haven't seen faith like this. And to wrap it up, look over in verse 13. Again, verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, notice this, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Glory to God. God will meet you at whatever level of faith that you are at. You just need to exercise your faith. You just need to act upon it. You just need to step out on your faith. And God will meet you. Whatever level he can connect with you, he will connect with you and you can grow. This man had great faith. He said, I'm not worthy. All you have to do is speak the word only. Over in Psalms it says, he sent his word and healed them. You hear me say all the time, he watches over his word to perform it. So what do? You speak the word. I want you to think about this. You speak the word. Not how you feel. Not how you think. But you speak the word. Why? Because that's what God works on. God works on his word. So you got to speak his word. Notice this. Watch this. If you always say, I'm tired, you'll always be. If you always say, I'm tired, you'll always be. You say, but what if I'm tired? Say, I thank you, Lord, for my strength. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening me. I'm not saying I'm not tired. I'm thanking God for my strength. Because he says his strength is what makes me strong. I'm not denying that I may be physically tired. I'm just not focusing on, I'm thanking him for my strength. And as I thank him for my strength, it begins to magnify. And that's what I see. You heard me use talk about this, I think it was last week. You know when you buy a certain car? When you got a certain car, then you look, see, like, everybody got a car just like that. They had it all the time. It's just that you wasn't magnifying it. You weren't paying any attention to it. We've got blessings all around us. It's just that we're not paying attention to them. Glory to God. So when you get up in the morning time, say, God, I thank you. You may not have the outfit that you want to wear. Say, God, I thank you. I have clothes that I can wear. Yes. Glory to God. You may not have everything in the house that you want. Say, God, I thank you. I got a roof over my head.
Amen. Amen.
You may not be as big and strong as you want to be. Say, God, I thank you. I can move.
Yes. Amen.
I can lift my hands up.
Amen.
And begin to praise you.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
He will
yes.
meet you,
thank you
wherever you at.
Amen.
You just exercise faith.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Just exercise faith.
Amen.
And he'll meet you there.
Amen.
God will perform it. He will
Amen.
Work it out.
Amen.
Glory to God. So you just start declaring what his word says.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
By his stripes,
thank you, God.
I heal. God,
Amen.
I thank you that I'm healed. I'm not feeling it, but God, I thank you.
Amen.
I'm declaring it.
Yes. Yes.
And as I declare it, I'm listening to what his spirit says, because my steps are ordered, so I want to make sure I'm walking in the right steps to bring about what he's promised me.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So just thank and praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Declare what you believe
thank
according
you,
to the
yes.
word
thank
and
you.
Not how you feel in your body.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't deny it. You just don't magnify it.
Yes.
You just don't declare it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
There are some things that if you did not know or did not say, you would not realize that you had.
Amen.
I'm going to close with this. One time I worked at, I think it was, I can't remember if it was the school district or the University of Florida, but where I was working one time and I need to get a rental car. And I did not know that the company had an agreement with a rental car agent. And all this time before, I was paying for just like a personal rental, what I could have used the corporate. So even though it was mine, I was entitled to it, I paid more because I wasn't aware of it. So God has blessed you with so many blessings. So you need to open up your eyes and take advantage of what he has given you. Praise God. Don't you bow your head.